Ambassador James Kaysen joins us in our studios now. He's been a Foreign Service officer for 38 years, representing the United States of America in Central and South America, and as the chief of the U.S. Interest Section in Havana. And as he leaves his final post as the U.S. Ambassador to Paraguay, he's going out with a song. In fact, a CD. This is the title track, Campo Jurado. Uhare putepe, nya saindu poname, poka puhua puvo. Uhai sarambiva, tatatio jupi, uvago tuoho. The traditional folk album is sung entirely in the native Paraguayan language of Guarani, and the album title, Campo Jurado, translates to The Field of Promises. It's been getting major play on local radio stations in Paraguay, turning the ambassador into something of a celebrity. Ambassador Songbird joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
No, it's a pleasure. In fact, I left Paraguay for the last time on Saturday, so I'm here in Washington for couple months looking for a job, and
you might wind up as a lounge singer at the Mayflower Hotel once they hear this. That's really you.
That's me. Yeah, I never sang in my life until February, but my wife kept saying I sang well in the bathtub, and I should get out and sing, and it turned in eventually into a record.
Now, Guarani is a local language, as opposed to, I'm assuming, Spanish is the language of commerce in many ways.
Well, actually, Paraguay is the only bilingual country in Latin America, really. 94% of the people speak Guarani. Mm-hmm. It's an indigenous language unlike any other in the world. It has no relation whatsoever to Spanish, and it's full of consonants. So it's very difficult for a foreigner to learn. I put the effort in because I thought it was important as ambassador to show respect for the culture, and it's opened a lot of doors.
Now, you had advice, I understand, from one of the country's foremost sopranos.
That's right. Rebecca Aramendi, who has a tremendous voice. She sings in all the operas in Paraguay. And she was the one that actually, one Monday, she said, Jim, could you come and sing with me at a major music festival on Thursday? And I said, Rebecca, I said, I've never in my life sung in any language. And she said, no, you can do it. Come. And I said, well, when? Thursday. And I said, oh, my. So I said I would go and sing with her. And I sang the only four songs I knew in Guarani, and the people stood up and applauded and loved it. And so I said, I can do this. I'll learn some more songs.
Do you have a favorite, let's say, a love song on the CD we can listen to together?
There's a number of them on there, but I would say that Shepukasumi means my little dove. Shepukasumi, Rebebe Baikwe, Shehewi Reho. This song's about a little dove who represents a man's girlfriend, and he sings to her as my little dove. One of the things when all of these songs that I picked were probably the most beautiful songs in Paraguay's repertoire of music, and the songs are sort of traditional songs that you'd find in any country in terms of the themes. Songs about soldiers off to war, He Done Me Wrong songs, an immigrant song about being far away from home. And since Paraguay is a nation of immigrants, there are a lot of songs in there about missing the home country.
I want to listen to one of the songs that has a political overtone.
Hamburiahu.
Yes, exactly.
Which was banned for many years under the dictatorship.
Amboriahu. Subuanga paitema e. Ipatupa. Before I get into the political content of this song, who's your backup?
This is a group called Vocaldos, which is probably one of the most famous groups in Paraguay. This was the song that they sang before they got exiled for singing it.
Under the dictatorship.
Under Stroessner, yes. It's a song about poor people and how in life the poor people can't even find a place to get buried. It's very political.
Says, how is it possible that God has made us all so unequal? The poor must bear laments and tears, all the pain that there is, only you are beaten and you crawl like an infant.
Exactly.
I have to ask, Mr. Ambassador, I think we've already established that your CD is flying off the shelves there in Paraguay, but what about at the State Department?
They really like it. People are, I'm getting emails not only from people around the world, but from my colleagues, ambassadors, saying, well, you set a high bar for the rest of us here. We don't know that we can sing.
The ambassador to Belarus must feel a real challenge. Right?
It's non-traditional.
What a rich experience this has been for you, Mr. Ambassador.
It's really been fascinating. I love Paraguay. I think they, as I mentioned before, they have a beautiful culture. It's led me into paths that I've never been on before. And so I joke with people. They say, well, what are you going to do when you retire now? And I said, well, I'm either going to sell worms to fishermen, and if they buy two dozen, I'll sing them a guarania, or I'll form a musical group called the Ex-Ambassador and His Compinches.
Mr. Ambassador, thanks so much. We're going to go out with another track. The translation of it is Goodbye Home. You can help us with the
guarania. Yes, Adios Paraguay. It's the last song I put on the album because it says goodbye, my favorite place. And I actually sang it at the airport as I was getting on the plane, and there was a huge crowd of Paraguayans, all with tears, and me too. It's a great song.
Lleno al alma de suspiro a seguita xerapé. Adios, llevo a Hawaii. Adios, lugar preferido.
Ambassador James Kaysen's CD is Campo Llorado, and you can hear more about the ambassador on a special music site, npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Elaine Heinzman, produced by Sarah Byer, Kelly Darcy Bacon, Bridget McCarthy, MJ Davis, Justine Ken and Jenny Gold, Gemma Waters, Rebecca Martinez, Andy Lyman, and Janaea Williams. Did I say Bridget McCarthy and Darcy Bacon? Twice. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, so ably assisted by Lamar Nickens, Marty Curcius, and Kurt Stoniker. Our librarians, Akima Leski and Mary Glendinning. Our senior editor is Antonio Marcano, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. I'm Scott Simon. Adios, hombre, no olvidable, mi dicha, placer, mi gloria.